Hi, everyone. Welcome to this bonus episode of the History of English podcast. First, I wanted to let you know that the next episode of the podcast, episode 30, will be released in a few days, and the episode will explore the legacy of the Celts and the impact of the Celtic languages on English. And this is actually a great linguistic mystery because the Celtic influence is so small. So we'll explore the Celtic influences, and we'll look at some of the recent research which suggests that the Celtic influences may have been much greater than the earlier linguists originally thought. But the primary reason for this bonus episode is to let you know that I'm in the process of switching the feed for the podcast, so I wanted to give you a quick explanation about what that means to you if you're a subscriber. As you may know, there have actually been two different websites for the podcast. The main website is historyofenglishpodcast.com, and there's a secondary site, which is historyofenglishpodcast.podbean.com. Now, that second site, the Podbean site, is where the actual episodes have been hosted. And I've elected to use Podbean to host the episodes because it makes life a little easier for me. But because of the growth of the podcast, I've decided to consolidate everything in one place, which is the main website, historyofenglishpodcast.com. So in order to consolidate everything in one place, the podcast feed has to be moved from the Podbean site to the main website. So instead of downloading the episodes through Podbean, now you'll download them directly from the main website. Now, for most of you, this update will happen automatically. And whether you use iTunes or some other source to access the episodes, you'll just see the next episode when it's posted. But when the feed switches over, it's possible that iTunes or whatever podcast provider you use, it may try to re-download some or all of the old episodes, and I just wanted to give you a little warning about that ahead of time. If you like to keep the old episodes on your hard drive, you may end up with some duplicate copies of those episodes. And if that happens, I recommend that you delete the oldest version because I've actually updated a few of the older episodes. I've made a few small edits here and there and fixed some sound issues. It's nothing major, but it probably would be better to have the newer version than the older version if you end up with two copies after the switch. So for now, that's really all you need to know. Remember that you can always access the podcast and the episodes directly through the main website, historyofenglishpodcast.com. And if you experience any problems or you have any questions, you can always reach me directly at kevin@historyofenglishpodcast.com. So until the next regular episode, thanks for listening to the History of English podcast.